Queen are interruptions after a Brochan Shema. Making interruptions in a Brochan Shema. So instead of all sorts of noise, the last main really after a Brochan Shema, apart from a big mistake that happens. And that is many people, unfortunately, do make this mistake. They answer our main. When they get on Friday night, or a person makes a motion in the house, he's giving out
bread to everyone else's motion.
And then someone else makes you can't answer that proper. Until you've eaten some of your past yourself, that's what we said. We did say that another ancient habit is that a person has to actually swallow really a bit of the food. It's not enough to start chewing, he has to actually swallow some of the food. It could be a mushroom, you don't share how much you have to drink, or how much you have to drink or eat, but you should at least swallow some of the food. If you didn't, you started chewing, and the saliva mixed with the food, you've got to taste your mouth, then by the end of the process, you don't go back. It's wrong. It's a wrong thing to do to that killer. You should not do this at all. It's wrong to do. Also, when a person makes a bracha, I was just thinking about it now, but I heard it's wrong. They say a person makes a bracha and he dries his hands on a towel. The chur, really, when a person makes a bracha, he shouldn't do anything. The chur, it's wrong too. I think about it myself. You may ask your doctor, and you dry your hands on a towel. The chur, you should be doing this. While you're doing the bracha, nothing should be going on. It's not ma'akov. Not ma'akov, that's nice, so it's wrong. I think it's a very common thing, this actually. When you're drying your hands, you don't realise why you're drying your hands, you're making a broth, you shouldn't do this actually.
Clearly,
you shouldn't do this. Then we said also that when a person makes a broth, straight away you should be eating the food, drinking the drink. That means if the food's in a wrapper, you should take the wrapper off first. If it's a peanut in a shell, you should undo the shell first. That's what you should be doing. Then we said, that was an interesting, we finished off this yesterday, very interesting actually. So what happens now, someone makes a bracha, and for some reason he can't have the fruit. That means, let's say a person made a bracha on a peach. And then, before he had a chance to eat, make a bracha, both creates on a peach. Before he had a chance to eat it, the peach fell on the floor. Or someone said to me, it's very relevant, to make a bracha on a grape. And the grape falls on the floor, under the worktop, under the fridge. You can't get it. Wow,
now. That's another grape.
What?
Has he got another grape?
So this depends. Now.
It's another grape.
Oh, it's why? It's Cabano's on a grape. Didn't it give him a grape?
A grape?
It's Cabano's on a grape. It's not a grape.
It's not a grape.
This arrangement, this is not in Shulchan Aruch. If someone makes a broth out of food, very arranged about the food, it's a ratio of Sivkot and base. Mr. Rule said like this.
Do you want to use the rule?
Moshe, I've got a Moshe. Sure, thank you. You're the base, Moshe. Me shabirach al mazel. Some in the broch on the food. The acha shabirach nim as bein al. You couldn't put it. Yes, we lech the tzatz. He's trying to bear it. Otherwise, you make a problem with broch. Shalei ya broch al mazel. In order not to make a broch al mazel. If you can't eat any of it at all, then it depends. Let's say a broch person made a broch on a peach. The peach from the floor, it's dirt and can't have it. Now, if when he made the broch on the peach, he had in mind on other fruits, or there were other fruits on the table in front of him, then he'd pick up another fruit and eat it. If not, he's got no other peaches in front of him, he didn't have in mind to eat the second peach. In that case there, the broch is lost, there's been the broch. Now, it doesn't help, for example, let's say, for example, a person made a broch on a sweet. And I said, put the sweet in his mouth, fell on the floor, under the worktop, you can't have it. It doesn't help that out a piece of chocolate, if he didn't have in mind for chocolate as well. You can't change that other food item if you didn't have in mind for that food item. It'll only work if you had in mind for that second food item. Okay, that's another thing we said yesterday. And then we said, why does someone make a broch on the food? And there are various scenarios where he realizes he shouldn't be doing this bracha now. For example, my first example was yesterday. He made a mezonos on Shabbos morning on some cake, and he realized now he's forgot to make kiddush. Now you can't eat cake before making kiddush. What do you do now?
You should make kiddush first.
Sure, most quite right. You made mezonos, you said you're not making kiddush. Interesting enough, that's what you do is you change to kiddush. You make kiddish, drink from the kiddish cup, and then you have mezonos.
Without
the halacha. That mezonos, since you need the kiddish, in order to have your mezonos, the kiddish is not hefsek. That's clear. That all works out with all the things that start from the sea. But now the idea of saying the halacha is that since you need that kiddish to eat your cake,
right,
it's all good. So
you should make kiddish.
So again, you make boiling in the zones of the cake. And before you eat it, you realize, oh no, I've not had, right, I've not made kiddish.
So you make kiddish. You
make kiddish or a cup of wine. Then, wine, make kiddish, make then, bread, crack then, drink the wine.
Then,
a bit. What?
And then?
And then you have your cake.
Without making wrong. Another problem.
No wrong.
It's not hefsek.
It's not hefsek, because you need it. You need the kiddish in order to be able to eat your piece of cake. That's allowed. Is that, I don't know how it's changed all these cases. That's case number one. Case number two is he made Bichas Hamotzi. He made Hamotzi on Shabbos morning. He sits down to cake. He makes about Hamotzi and Hamotzi, cuts the challah. He realizes, I can't really have to play Kiddush. So now the halacha is that you should make Kiddush on Pas. So you made the Loshna, okay, can't go on Friday. On Shabbos morning, there's not much to say. And I said, I don't know what to do anymore. But on Friday night, you have to say the Nusach HaKiddush on Pas.
What sorts of pas is
all bread? Say a bread, you don't say a chulu, and then you eat from the pas, because you made the bracha already, how might
you? Because it's Friday night,
yeah.
What do you do in the morning?
This morning you've got a problem.
So you have to make kiddish?
Yeah, and it's like, some shadow, which is some more shadow, which is nice, it's nothing. It's automatic kiddish. The pas is kiddish, the hamotzi is kiddish.
It's different than cake.
What?
What's a different cake? The cake is that you can make on wine, kiddish.
Okay. No, he could be going to the kiddish on the pass. In the case of cake, you can't
so make the
eved. Yeah. Even the eved, they use the pass as a kiddish.
The chilish should be on one.
Yeah.
Go on. So you said how much did I have an olives? Oh, I've not made kiddish yet.
So this is Friday night.
So then you say the kiddish nusach.
Not by the
You lift out, leave out the gofer. You carry your Shabbos, and then you eat the bread because you said the bread better works here.
Someone told me he had a shaila, anyway, he worked out that this person had made hamotzi and not made hamtoli yet.
That was
one thing. I told him, it's okay to people once in Korea, I don't want to talk about it. No, says to me. So he opened up his bag, and inside his bag, I can't remember what case 100% right, he had some cake, I think it was inside the bag.
What was this?
So, I said, what's the side of it? Anyway, what came out was that he, by mistake, thought his wife packed in bread. He washed his hands this time, made a boat scene, opened up the bag,
cake.
And there's cake there. No, sorry, I tell you what happened. He made the decision done on me. And he opened up the bag to take out his
sandwich.
And he realized it's bread.
Cake.
Cake.
No, it's cake.
He washed for moitzi.
He realized it's cake.
He hasn't got bread.
What do you mean? It was cake, he hasn't got bread. So he washed for moitzi, saw there was bread inside his bag, and he opens up the bag, and inside there is cake.
So why didn't he have moitzi left on the right?
Oh, moitzi was right inside moitzi. He said, well, I was waiting, I don't know what to do. So I said, well, how far are you from your house? I said, I know where you live, not so far. I said, you know what, go to your house, and have some bread there, and they come up to some bread.
Why can't you wash and say as soon as you're done, and then just make a broccoli mezonos?
You could. Red wash is actually, it's not broccoli at all, it's a separate thing. So let's say someone, for example, washes the dishes down, and then he goes to the table and says, you know what, I don't want any bread now.
It's okay.
It's ever better the choy to go and get some bread.
Correct. Yeah.
So he went to get some bread, and the next time he told his wife to put some bread in the room. Right, that's okay. Now another case over here is also interesting. I've got a room, so another one. This we spoke about also yesterday. Someone made a brocha during the 9 days on a piece of meat.
Shackle.
Now he's not supposed to make shackle, and he realizes that he's not supposed to be eating meat during 9 days. So here, this has been my focus about these cases. Some say it shouldn't use a little bit, some say it shouldn't use a little bit.
Best. What? You don't use until the time if you change building?
No. No, just like that. Who I did?
Is it better to not take water? Is it not better to take some water and have a drink?
No, because the block was never had water.
I understand, but instead of having the meat.
The block doesn't work.
It might seem you always dad, I'm going to have a drink of my food, maybe.
If you are a person like that.
No, it's automatic. You know you're always going to have a drink somewhere along the line.
You have to have dad. You have dad's in front of you, your normal views to it. Others say one should leave, one should have in this. This is a bit, I can't tell you what to pass, this is a hard one. And then I want to finish off yesterday with a very interesting shadow, which was really the last part of the shiur yesterday, was when a person makes a brocha shiur, all brocha shiur, anything, the brocha should be loud enough for you to hear. This is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, two places in Shulchan Aruch. Let's find one of them. Kuf Pei Hei is his base. The brocha has to be loud enough for you to hear the brocha. Sorry, she has shmi ala ozla ma she moisi is tosa. If Loi Shmuel Osno Yisrael didn't hear what he said in Yotzer, but it's only been the habit. Or will Vat Shiv Yisrael, that means a person has to actually say the words with his lips. No one can hear, maybe. But he's saying with his lips, and he's thinking it is a habit. But he has to say it, but the habit, it's not out. The Chachila, the person should make a brocha loud enough for him to hear that he's making a brocha. So I saw from Rosh Zalman Claire, why was there a chaska? You got a bench early. And the music's blaring.
Oh, here's it.
Now, the thing is, to overcome that noise, you've got to shout quite loud.
Mm. Why do you have to shout quite loud?
Because most is very noisy in that music. So, do you have to hear yourself physically? Or is Pshat as long as the music will be there, you can hear, so that's enough.
Yeah. So, why didn't you turn the music down then?
What was you?
Why didn't you turn the music down then? Because
yeah, it's a good idea, Moshe. It's a warning.
Come back next week.
85 decibels. That was a nice week. 85 decibels. It's only Shalom. It's only Shalom. I said, I'm going to stop it. I'm not going to get right. God. Inside, I'm going to raise your voice, you can hear it. They stop it, so the Chorah didn't ask me to ask the beginning of someone's seer, she asked me not as on the Chorah. For the Chorah, it's a fact, you have to hear it. It's not just to know where it's now. The Maisi says, it's enough that if the music wouldn't be there, you could hear what you're saying, but she, that's right. So as long as it's loud enough that if the music wasn't blaring away, you could hear it, then you could be Yitzhak, that Rocha, as it is, that's called Hashmir Asper. But it's the Chachilah to get in, there isn't either. But the Chachilah, when a person makes a Rocha, is showing up all the Chachilah, he shouldn't just remember it. Now he should actually say his words, and he can at least hear what you say. That's the Rocha of any Rocha before you say. Alright? Right, that's what we've got up to. Well, let's just start today. If there's another interesting Halacha about being Mutsi other people.
What's today's
about? About being mutzi, making a brocha to mutzi other people in the brocha. Can you be mutzi someone like that? Is that what I make a shackle on the end of the borrowing? Can I be mutzi my friend with that brocha? Well, I might have a cup of coffee, you also can have a cup of coffee. Whatever, any shackle you're having, can that brocha that I make cover my friend as well? What do you say, everybody say?
No.
What?
It's a name.
What? Oh, so it's a bit shy. This is a nice passage we've got from Shemekah.
It's a learning, or it was a mitzvah. It was a bit of a learning. Kiddush, it does mitzvah.
Okay, there's two things. First of all, the shy over here is, Be'etzam Moitzi is when I'm not doing the mitzvah myself. That means I've heard Kiddush already, I'm just saying Kiddush on earth. I'm talking about, if I say the block of Shaka in order for myself, can I move it to someone else? Can the other person listen to me and also have it? If all that. That's much better than you, I'm saying it myself.
Both having
a cup of coffee, right? I want to make a block aloud. in order to what you call it, so he hears the bracha, and he's going to ask from me, can I do that? Is that okay? So here the minute is generally not to do this, that's true. Generally, we try to avoid, everyone should make their own bracha, it's better for us. I'm not sure exactly what the reason why the minute is. But gentlemen, there are certain exceptions. One exception, I must tell you, is if the person does not know the bracha. It's many years ago, I had someone come to me, Moshi. It wasn't made from, he came to me from Chalak, actually. So I brought him Chalak for the Lakhan donuts, so he was still at the table there. So I said to him, look, I knew he's not going to make a bracha on this food. So I said, look, I'm going to make the bracha loud on the surface on my donuts, listen to the bracha, and then answer on me, and then you could have your donut. Good idea, he said. He said, yeah, okay, well, he got so started. Halfway in the middle of the bracha, he said, in the middle of his donut already. With a good donut, man. With a good donut, it's not a very good donut.
You should have given it to
him. I can't give it to him after. What should I do? I can't give it to him after. It'd be funny. Anyway, so that case there would be a good example of being allowed to do it. This person doesn't know what he doesn't have to do it. And therefore, in such a case, that's far better that a person makes for him as well. Certainly to eat it itself in such a case. The mice has no shadow, so you can do that, yeah? That's allowed.
Someone's eating by you, and you know that he's not going to do, say, venturing, you should say it out loud for him.
Yeah, that's right, because the mitzvah is much better. It's not much better.
It's a mitzvah. So.
What?
He also ate.
It's much better to eat someone in the mitzvah than mitzvah is allowed. So if benching is a chalmitzvah, you can zich so I've got an example. If you know that someone doesn't bench, he's come to you, right from you, know him, he's come to you for a meal, the nicer you know he's not really, it's very unlikely to bench. The best thing to do, Tucker, is to make it say it loud, say he should listen to you. The thing is, most of these people can't concentrate so long, they're not going to listen to the whole thing, right? That's true. But at least there's enough. What?
It's a long way.
Yeah, I said the best enough. Possibly, but sure, I'm not. If you know he's not going to make a broth, that's true. I mustn't give a food, they said, well, I'll work with a fries, that's a thing. But nice, I want to eat some food. I know he's not going to make a broth. There's a sort of actual problem, Mr. Shiloh. But here it can also be, you know, someone's a worker who doesn't keep everything, the master, but he's eating the food. Okay, so I'll bring it around.
Well, this kid is different.
Kid's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, they say.
Yeah, they're both red coffee though.
The whole reason generally why for Brocco is showing that I can't invite you. Let's say I want to have a cup of coffee here and I want to invite you. The terms why I can't invite you is because who talked to have that coffee? Be shown by a mitzvah, you have to do it, there's an element I can invite you. So whenever there's a mitzvah involved, it makes sense to say that I'm not good with you. When there's no mitzvah involved, then who says the mitzvah allows to say? So then, it's not so possible to have a problem with someone else.
It's a mitzvah, so the tina's lulam is a bit of a mitzvah. And he goes to somebody else.
So you could do it.
It's good.
I mean, to get a shape for one person makes a problem.
Yeah,
one.
Mitzvah
McGillis, someone makes a problem. What's the other one?
Yeah,
that happens. And I said, mitzvahs, we do that. Yeah, right. We do this in a mitzvah. The shame is, if one can make the bracha himself, it's better if one can to make the bracha himself. Importantly enough, we don't really do that. Let's say in Kiddush, I want to be yotzei with someone in Kiddush. Problem is, very often the person in Kiddush might be mumbling some of the words which the mice is never written. He's not said a Kiddush clearly. Now, if it's things that are not active in the Kiddush, I can't be yotzei. I can't be better off the person saying it. If the person saying it has not been yotzei, then the person listening can't be better off than him. He's got a major problem. Someone told me to stay, I was talking to someone now, there was no stories then that they heard. There was a yeshiva and someone they saw listening to the Megillah. And I said, Balkoi finished the Megillah. And then afterwards, one of the Moroccan went up to Balkoi and said, you think she must have heard this by word? Balkoi said, impossible. He says, the whole yeshiva here, there's not one person else who realizes this. Yeah. I said, anyway, he said, why was it had a microphone? They had a tape recorder going on. I said, how did someone take this micro Megillah? They listened to it. It was tapped true, he missed that word.
Mm-hmm. So?
You can't be good to show your case.
Start again.
Everyone say hello again. So I need to go on from the way left off, wherever it is, but in the mice, you can't. Shemir Kalina cannot be better off than the person who's doing it. So if the person who's doing it It's not Yotze, the one listed can't be. That's another shame. Can the listener make up the words he missed out himself? Yes, the Moshe can say, for example, I know the Kohen missed out a posuk in the Megillah. He jumped. Can I say that posuk myself and then join back with the question?